If current British author plans to set off a war between NATO and Russia, one way or the other, are allowed to play out, then, in the words of Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, never in modern times has Europe been so close to the outbreak of World War III. Zakharova was referring to reports of plans by the Ukrainian regime to stage a false flag operation in Poland and Romania with the aim of creating a casus belli. One could also say, however, looking at the tectonic shift in the world now taking place, characterized by the global majority's rejection of the colonial system, that the world has never been so close to the formation of a new anti-colonial paradigm. Both are true. In his speech to the United Nations General Assembly on September 27th, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov highlighted the tension between the two trajectories, calling on nations to uphold the principle of the sovereign equality of states outlined in the United Nations Charter, as demanded by the increasingly powerful global majority, in contrast to the self-serving and unilateral imposition of a so-called rules-based order by the West against other nations, treating those countries as colonial vassals. These two paradigms cannot coexist for much longer, and recent escalations by NATO against Russia are a stark reminder that some would rather launch a world war than lose their power over world affairs. Recall the September 19th report by the British monarchy's Royal United Service Institute think tank, which urges the creation of a no-fly zone over Ukraine, i.e., a quick way to provoke an incident with Russia before peace can be brokered elsewhere. In that context, understand the sudden eruption of claimed Russian drone incursions over European Union territory and the September 26th meeting of European Union defense ministers, which agreed to set up a drone wall along the border with Russia. Pair that with the absolutely insane and baseless discussion by NATO North American Treaty Organization Secretary General Mark Rutte and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen of shooting down Russian aircraft, which Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called reckless, irresponsible, and certainly dangerous in their consequences. The situation in Southwest Asia is no less dangerous. A resolution introduced into the United Nations Security Council by Russia and China to extend the JCPOA, Joint Commission on something, nuclear deal with Iran by 6 months to allow more time for diplomacy, was voted down 9-4 on Friday, September 26th, just in time for psychotic Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's Monday, September 29th visit to the White House, at which it is speculated he will seek United States approval for another strike on Iran. Commenting on the situation at the 121st meeting of the International Peace Coalition on September 26th, Schiller Institute founder Helga Zepp-LaRouche said if the Western countries would just decide to stop this geopolitical Cold War mentality and respond to the intention and the ambition of the Global South countries to overcome colonialism and become normally industrialized developed countries, If the West would just say, we will cooperate with you, they would be received with open arms, and every problem on the planet, including the Middle East, including Ukraine, and any other problem, could be solved through a dialogue and cooperation. And we have to convince and educate the people in the global West or global North that that option exists and that is available. And we have to cause a shift in the orientation of Europe and the United States in this direction.